Welcome to High Plains History. I'm Cindy Talley. Today, the conversation with Velma Wankura of Dighton continues. She sits across the card table from me. I ask her what she's done this week.
I didn't do anything at all.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Don't let that attitude fool you. At 104, she has a remarkable memory. To this point, it seems that Velma and her husband, Ted, can't catch a break. In May of 1935, there's still no rain, no wheat crop, no grass. They've lost farm ground and 115 head of cattle in the dust storms. They do not quit.
We didn't think about giving up. When our neighbors that had left, they had become discouraged and left, and they were worse off, really, than we were, because they didn't have a job, nothing, they had nothing.
The skies opened one day, it began to rain.
My husband and my brother had started, they had gone to Alamona. That was a little town right straight north of us, about 12 miles, to get some supplies we needed. And they couldn't get them there, so they had to go on to Beeler. And there's a real deep, well, it's really a branch of the walnut, but it didn't have a bridge or anything, that you had to go down and up. And they went down that draw, we called them. Mm-hmm. And that was the day that it began to rain. And by the time they got to that gully, they dove down in it, and there was water in it. The creek had gone up, and they got stuck and couldn't get out. They tried to crank the car out and everything, but another big rush of water come and washed the car down the creek.
Oh, no.
They watched it sink. Oh. Lost the car.
Oh, my goodness. So now you've lost your cows, a good portion of them, and you lost your car down the creek. Now what?
Now what? We were in pretty dire circumstances.
Yes, you were. Once you've been through something like that, can you ever leave that behind?
Oh, I don't think so. I can remember that just as well. And I guess a lot of my ways are, the kids and other people think I'm stingy, you know, but I just, when you didn't have anything hardly, you had to be very careful what was spent.
What other ways did it change you?
Well, it certainly made us more sympathetic, I think, and understanding of the people that didn't have anything.
Velma continues the story next week. You can hear this and the rest of her episodes by going to our website, hppr.org. A special thank you to Dan Wankura for sharing his grandma with me. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.